Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
The 20th of September now, we're not too far away from the Commonwealth Bank Women's Ashes Series because, Tools, October the 26th and 29th at CEX, it will be Australia versus the Poms.
Yeah, welcome.
Joining us now is Alex Blackwell and Lauren Cheadle. Thank you so much for coming to Hit 105.5.
Thanks for having us.
So very much of seniority, Alex, and then Lauren being one of the youngest members of the team as well at 18 years of age, you must be very excited to be taking on the Poms.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I actually haven't played England before, so this is the first time that I'll be coming up against them. I mean, a few of them play in our local stuff, so yeah, I'm really excited. It'll be really fun to play up here.
You guys are here fairly early. Are the Poms in town yet?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, but perhaps they should get here soon. It's so warm here in Coffs Harbour. They need to acclimatise.
It's dry.
Lauren and I have been up here fairly recently with our New South Wales team. We enjoyed the big banana. We went down the slide and, yeah, it's a great place to play cricket. We actually, the Australian team played South Africa here about a year ago and we had amazing crowds. And as you say, that stadium is world class. So can't wait to play England there for the Women's Ashes.
Turnbull was here the other day. The PM, yeah.
What was he talking about? Well, I just think it's great to take world-class international sport around regional New South Wales. Yeah. Both Lauren and I are from country New South Wales.
Yes.
I'm from Griffith, Lauren's from Darrell.
Cool.
Great place.
Yeah. I mean, we're very passionate about country New South Wales.
Yes.
And to bring the Australian team here against the second best team in the world.
Well, yes.
You know, can't wait.
And so more recently, the World Cup this year, I don't wish to bring that up, but there was a semi-final loss to India. And you had an unbelievable game. The team must have felt like, oh, my God, here she goes again. Did you feel that yourself out there? And did you feel like you could get it with that many balls remaining? I think it was what?
We needed 37 runs off the last two overs. We had one wicket in hand and Kristen Beams and I actually created a world record for the last wicket.
Yeah.
So, look, it was a fairly impossible situation, which we made somewhat possible, and we gave our team hope, and it ended up being a pretty remarkable game of cricket rather than a whitewash. We saw Harmanpreet Kaur absolutely take us apart with 170 runs. Incredibly high standard of cricket being played around this time now, and we're going to see the same in the Women's Ashes.
Oh, bring it on.
Can I ask you, with the women's and men's sport in Australia, obviously cricket is really coming ahead for women. It's awesome to see. Who champions that for you? Is it you as players?
Well, I guess women playing cricket is nothing new. We had a test team in 1934. So the standard of our game has built over a very long period of time, and now you see it's arrived, it's ready, it's incredibly exciting to watch on TV.
Yeah,
everyone's tuning in. I mean, we're getting 300,000 people on average watching WBBL, so it's pretty incredible now.
And for you, Lauren, for being so young, when you're listening to Alex speak about it, you've come in and it's like this for you straight away.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been involved in the sport at this level for a couple of years and it's still, it's changed so much in just those couple of years. So I think this rapid growth in this last couple of years has been absolutely fantastic for the game. But I count myself incredibly lucky to come to this sport when it's just turned professional. But that's through the hard work of people like
of
Alex
and
people behind the scenes who have done incredible work over the last 20, 30 years.
And Alex is saying, don't you forget it.
Yeah.
Don't forget it, Lauren.
It's a massive part of our culture to acknowledge past players and current players. So.
Well, if you guys don't mind, Alex and Lauren, if you guys can stay here, is that okay? Do you have some time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we do need to bring up something, Tools, something coming up on Friday night. Get a little bit self-indulgent because them being athletes, they would understand what a big game it is, Adelaide versus Geelong prelim final. You would know that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm...
Wrong answer.
Okay, guys, thanks.
No, but I have a feeling that I'm going to get a lot of support here.
I think you will. Alex Blackwell, Lauren Cheadle, stay with us from the Australian team, CEX. It's going to be on October the 26th and the 29th, 2017. It's going to be a massive series. Joel and Tools hit 105.5.
This morning, we've made you hang around for something that isn't cricket related.
It's not. Lauren, I'll ask you first.
But it's sport related.
It's sport related. Being such passionate individuals and athletes. Is there a sport that you just have to watch by yourself, similar to what I like to do with the Adelaide Crows, the AFL, the team that will win the premiership this year? Lauren, speak to us all.
Okay, well, being in a team sport...
Oh, here we go.
Okay, I like to celebrate wins as a team and with other people.
Yep.
It's probably not the answer that you want to hear.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I love supporting a team, like the team that I go for, with other people and celebrate together.
Yep.
See, that's how I feel. That's I feel how Lauren feels.
Okay.
And that's what I've been trying to bring into your life, being a solo tennis player quite a selfish person.
Thank you. Alex, I feel like you can back me up here. I feel like you're someone who's so competitive that you'd need to watch your favourite sport by yourself. Implore us with your knowledge.
You're absolutely right. I'm super competitive. However, apologise here that when I watch sport, it's all about the social side of it. I want to enjoy it with my friends. I actually don't tune in that much to what's happening in the game. It's sort of
but
snippets.
You enjoy the
but
time.
But I love the occasion. That's what I'm interested in.
Thank you, Alex. Alex and Lauren.
This is what I got planned. This sounds amazing. Mm. So the Crows, if you didn't know, their colours, red, blue, yellow. I'm getting cruises, red, blue and yellow.
This is why I don't want to
watch
it.
Doing the nails. I'm getting M&M's theme colour as well. It's all going to be colour coordinated and we will have pom-poms.
Doesn't that sound great?
Be a part of that? That's fun.
I want to be right in the thick of it. I want to be right in the middle of it.
on your own.
Yeah, on my own. You will have so much support on October the 26th and the 29th.
Yes,
Alex Blackwell and Lauren Cheadle, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Australia versus England, it's going to be a great series.
Make sure you get down there. Adults, $10. Kids are free.